Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today is our unit on Discovery, and we're going to be talking about a program on the Discovery Channel called Baby Planet. Ooh, now, is this talking about all the babies on our planet, or is it talking about planets that were just born?
Can a planet just be born? I don't know. We're actually talking about how little creatures, little animals...are taken care of by their moms. They're not always taken care of by their original mother, you could say, their real mom who gave birth to them. We're going to be talking about some different animals around the world. So it's Baby Planet because we're not just focusing on Taiwan or Canada or the United States, but countries around the world.
Indeed. So we're going to talk about baby animals and their fight to survive and how they're helped by people...who care about them, who work in zoos and stuff like that. So, hey, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about Baby Planet. Let's read through the entire content of today's lesson right now. In recent years, various factors such as climate change and the destruction of natural habitat have brought many animals to the point of extinction.The pressure of ensuring certain species' survival falls on the shoulders of young female animals and some human volunteers who aid them, and it seems they are both up for the challenge. The program Baby Planet focuses on this unique form of animal baby rearing that is going on around the world. Baby Planet gives viewers a rare peek inside zoos, animal reserves, and wildlife parks that have launched special breeding programs.Audiences will see some of the planet's cutest creatures take their first steps, as well as the tireless efforts conservationists put forth to aid them. Teams of veterinarians, biologists, and animal caretakers monitor the animals around the clock to make sure they have the right food, medicine, and shelter to develop healthy babies. However, the most difficult job of all still belongs to the mothers who give birth to these extraordinary creatures.Every hour-long episode of Baby Planet is packed with uplifting and touching moments. One episode features adorable Barbary lion cubs that were abandoned by their mother. However, they are rescued and hand-reared by zookeepers. Then, in an unexpected twist, a domestic dog takes over parental duties and becomes their surrogate mother.Viewers' emotions are sure to run high witnessing the daily dramas of these tiny critters, and seeing them progress into adults always brings joy and a sense of relief.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. In the first sentence there, it kind of lays out the problem that we're facing on our planet. A lot of these natural creatures, these little animals that we're trying to protect...Some of them have been reaching almost the point of extinction.
Oh, no.
So we've got different factors or reasons why this is the case. Our author thinks it might have something to do with climate change. There's also been a lot of destruction of their natural habitats going on. If you destroy something, you cause so much damage that it can no longer be repaired or doesn't exist anymore.Destroy is the verb form of this word. Of course, we're using the noun form here, destruction. And a natural habitat, is the natural home or environment of an animal or even an organism or a plant. Not people. We don't talk about people's natural habitats.
No.
Instead, we use that word for mainly animals, plants, and organisms. And that's where...They feel most at home. That's their natural environment we're talking about, their habitats.
Right, and the verb is to inhabit, so you could talk about, say, many lions inhabit the forest. Although I'm not sure if lions actually live in forests.
The jungle.
The jungle would be better,
yeah.
Actually. But in any case, we're talking about these two factors that have brought lots of animals to the brink or the point of extinction. Notice in this sentence here, it's kind of long, but we're using the present perfect here.These two factors, climate change and destruction of natural habitats, have brought many animals to the point of extinction. So we have two things there. So we're saying have brought. In other words, they are very close to becoming extinct. And extinction here, as you said, is the noun form when animals totally disappear from the earth. Dinosaurs faced extinction 65 million years ago, for example. And to become extinct is another way you can phrase this, although extinct is the adjective and extinction is the noun form.
Mm-hmm. Well, because of this, there's a lot of pressure to ensure that certain species survive. So what happens is the pressure of surviving or making sure these species survive usually falls on the shoulders of young female animals, the moms, the mothers of these animals. Let's take a look at some of these words. To ensure means to make certain or to make sure something happens. Most of us want to protect our homes, so you need to ensure that they're safe, that your windows have good locks on them, that your doors are locked well at night so people can't just break into your home. You want to ensure that. And a species is just a group of animals that have similar characteristics, and they can breed together or have babies together. Species.
Indeed. So, again, here's ensure, which means to kind of guarantee or make certain. And don't confuse this word with the word insure. Insure, I-N-S-U-R-E, which means you buy some sort of policy from an insurance company, and if that thing is damaged or something, then you get some money. Is your car insured, for example? But here it's ensuring that these species survive, and they fall on the shoulders. It is the responsibility of these young female animals and also some human volunteers who assist them, who help them, who aid them. Hey, where are the fathers here? I guess they're off with their buddies in the bar drinking and having a good time playing pool or something like that.
They're off hunting.
Yeah, they're off hunting, I guess. So the ladies have to stay home and take care of the kids, at least in the animal world. In a lot of cases, that's true. But in any case here, it falls on their shoulders. They're the ones who have to bear the brunt of this responsibility. And again, the word aid here is being used as a verb. It just means to help, to assist. You can get financial aid if you go to university, but be careful. There the word aid is a noun, financial aid, etc. But here it's a verb. And it seems they are both up for the challenge. So here we have a verb phrase, to be up for something. That means you are prepared, you are willing. We can say this to our friends. Hey, you know, I'm not doing anything tonight. Are you up for a movie? Would you like to go see a movie with me? Would you like to do that? And here, if you're up for the challenge, that means, hey, I'm ready to accept this challenge. Bring it on.
Yeah, that's right. So this program we're going to be focusing on for the next couple of programs, Baby Planet, is actually going to turn our attention to this unique form of animal baby rearing that's going on around the world. In case you didn't know about this, some of these animals, I've never heard that they do some of these things, so it's kind of interesting to me. It's something unique. It's very special. It even might be one of a kind. You don't see it all the time. And if you rear something, this is a verb, it means you help raise something. So you're raising a child or an animal. I was reared by my parents. Some kids are, unfortunately, without parents, and so maybe they're reared by foster parents, or they grow up in an orphanage, a special place that takes care of kids without parents. Here we're talking about baby animals that are raised or reared by some female animals. We're going to talk about how that works.
I was going to say that the word rear is not used as often as the word raise.
Uh-huh.
They mean basically the same thing. I was born and raised in the Midwest of the United States, for example. And so here we're talking about rearing those babies, bringing them up, although I should say that rearing here probably applies more to animals, and raising applies more to people. That's a general rule of thumb there. Well, let's talk about Baby Planet, this TV show. It gives viewers a rare peek inside zoos, animal reserves, and wildlife parks. And these places have launched special breeding programs. Now, if you have a peek into something or a peek inside something, that means you have a special view of that thing. To peek as a verb means you look, usually when you're not supposed to. May we take a peek? No, you may not take a peek. That's against the rules.
A quick look is a peek, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it gives us a rare glimpse, a look, a peek inside these three places, zoos, which, of course, we have in Taiwan, and wildlife reserves or animal reserves, which are places where animals are supposed to be protected.
Yeah.
There's no hunting allowed. Reserve here is the noun. It's just a place that is set aside for something, a forest reserve, for example. And also we've got wildlife parks. There's one out in, what is it, Dashi or something here out by the amusement park out near Longtan. I can't remember what it's called, but they've got some kind of animal park there or a wildlife park there where you can go see wild animals, monkeys and elephants and lions and stuff like that.
Very fun. Well, we're going to be taking a look at these places. They have launched special breeding programs there at these animal reserves and zoos and wildlife parks. If you launch something, we'll often use this verb to talk about launching a rocket into space.
Sure.
Or maybe you're launching a ship or a large boat into the sea, so you set it off. Here we're just saying we're starting something. They're starting new programs. If you breed animals, you take two animals of the same species, and they have baby animals together.
Cool.
So they're starting some special breeding programs, and I'm sure they'll be able to keep the little baby animals safe in these places where animals are protected, really.
Indeed, and audiences will see some of the planet's cutest creatures take their first steps, as well as the tireless efforts conservationists put forth to aid them, to assist them, to help them. So here we've got audiences, that means different groups of people watching this program. And, of course, when a baby starts to learn to walk, we say it has taken its first step. And also we've got the tireless efforts. They just keep doing this and they don't get tired because they love it so much. These are conservationists. And those are people who are concerned about the preservation of nature. They act for the protection and preservation of the natural environment and of wildlife and stuff like that. It's from the verb conservation, or to conserve, basically. Conservation is the branch of science that is interested in protecting the wild part of our earth.
That's right. Okay, guys, we're going to use a little bit of time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天开始连续两天，我们都要来看一下 Discovery 所介绍的这个新的单元。首先，我们来看一下第一段的第一个句子，写着 In recent years, various factors such as climate change and the destruction of natural habitats have brought many animals to the point of extinction.在这里谈到呢，有许多的因素，像是 climate change， 也就是气候的变迁，以及呢对天然栖息地的破坏，英文称之为 the destruction of natural habitats。这些因素呢，都造成了很多的动物呢，已经濒临了 the point of extinction， 濒临绝种的这个边缘了。我们首先来看到 destruction 这个字，在这里用来当作是名词，解释成为破坏跟毁灭。举个例子来说，洪水严重的毁坏了铁路，你就可以说 The flood caused serious destruction to the railway。而呢，后面还有一个重要的名词 extinction， 则是解释成为绝种的意思，或者是灭绝。所以我们常常听到处于绝种的危险之中，英文就可以写 be in danger of extinction。而因为这样的因素呢， Discovery 的新节目，也就是在第一段的最后一句提到 The program Baby Planet focuses on this unique form of animal baby rearing that is going on around the world。 这个节目呢，就把焦点放在这种独特而且全球都在进行的动物宝宝养育的方式上。这里有一个生字 rearing， 其实呢从它的动词 rear 就是抚养培养的意思。我们常常讲到育儿，在英文里面就可以称之为 child rearing。 第二段就开始来介绍 Baby Planet 它的这个节目的内容咯，它会带你去看一些动物园，甚至是 animal reserves动物的保护区，以及一些 wildlife parks 野生动物园区里面的情景。在第二段的第二个句子提到 ，Audiences will see some of the planet's cutest creatures take their first steps, as well as the tireless efforts conservationists put forth to aid them。 在这里呢，观众就可以看到一些最可爱的动物呢，刚开始学走路。在这里我们用 take their first steps 来指他们刚开始学走路。同样的，你还可以看到呢，这些保育人士呢，孜孜不倦所付出来的努力，就为了要帮助这些濒临绝种的生物。这里的名词 conservationist 代表着就是指的对自然资源或者是动植物的保育人士咯。Conservation 指的也就是保护跟管理，所以我们常常听到的保护区就可以称之为 conservation area， 而对于野生动物的保护在英文里面就叫做 wildlife conservation。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue our lesson. Again, we're talking about Baby Planet, a program onDiscovery Channel here, and we're talking about the efforts of conservationists and volunteers and all those good folks who are helping these young babies, because I guess those young female animals just can't do it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we've got teams of veterinarians, we've got biologists, and we've got animal caretakers, and they all monitor the animals around the clock to make sure they have the right food, medicine, and shelterto develop healthy babies. So these are all the groups of people who are involved in protecting these young animals. We've got veterinarians. A veterinarian, of course, is an animal doctor. If your cat or dog is sick or if it needs a shot, you take it to a vet or a veterinarian. We've also got biologists who are scientists who are concerned with biology, which, of course, as you know, is the study of living organisms, of living things. And we've also got animal caretakers. These are probably people who aren't trained as vets or biologists, but they know how to take care of animals. And all these three groups of people monitor the animals around the clock. Here we have the verb to monitor, which means you just keep an eye on something and you make sure everything is okay.
Mm-hmm. And here they're doing it round the clock or around the clock. I've seen both of them used. You'll often see round the clock in English writing from Great Britain. Americans tend to use around the clock. It means 24 hours a day. So they're really taking good care of these animals. Of course, if they're trying to monitor something, they're going to watch for the progress and see how something goes. So they're doing this all the time, and they want to make sure that these cute animals have the right food, medicine, because some of them are sick and they'll need some medicine, and also some shelter. Shelter is often used to talk about a temporary place, usually that offers some protection from bad weather or that will keep you safe for a while. Sometimes if you're outside and a big thunderstorm comes, you might want to run and find some shelter to protect you from the wind and rain and lightning. So they've got some shelter, food, medicine, all of these things, along with the caretakers and these teams of people, to make sure they're going to develop healthy babies. Remember, we want to protect them so they grow up to be adults.
We certainly do. However, the most difficult job of all still belongs to the mothers who give birth to these extraordinary creatures. So, however, despite what is true before, this one is still the most important, the most difficult job of all still belongs to the mothers. Again, they have to bear all the responsibility, or at least most of it. They actually give birth to these creatures, and we're describing them as extraordinary. You can also pronounce this word as extraordinary, although it sounds cool if you say extraordinary. It makes you sound like an intellectual or something like that. So extraordinary here just means very unusual or remarkable. That was an extraordinary performance you gave last night, for example.
Thank you, Tom. Well, every hour-long episode, we know how long each program is. It's an hour long. So we're using hour long with a hyphen in the middle as an adjective to describe the episode. So we've got several episodes of Baby Planet. They're each 60 minutes long, and it's packed with uplifting and touching moments. If something's packed with something, it means it has a lot of that thing inside it. For example, I could say, Spinach, the food spinach is packed with vitamins. It's really healthy for you. You could also say is full of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So each episode is full of uplifting and touching moments. If it's uplifting, it makes your heart feel good. It makes you happy. So they're very positive stories, and they'll make you feel good about life.
For example, that was a very uplifting movie I saw last night. It gave me hope for humanity. We're not all going to end up going down the toilet after all. It was very uplifting, very optimistic, and touching means it moves you emotionally. It might actually force you to cry or something.
Ooh.
It's a tearjerker.
Wow.
That's how we describe a movie that makes you cry. And one episode, one edition of this series features adorable Barbary Lion Cubs. Now, if something's adorable, that means it inspires great affection. It's something you really like and you really think it's cute. Oh, that new dress of yours is adorable. Or those kids of yours. Oh, they're so adorable. Oh, I like those new puppies you have. They're so adorable.
Oh, they're so cute. You can't stand it. Well, unfortunately, these adorable Barbary Lion Cubs were actually abandoned by their mother. If you abandon an animal, you desert it. You just take it somewhere and you leave it, and you don't take it home with you and make sure it's okay. So you leave it empty, you leave it unused. If you abandon a car, you leave it by the side of the road, and you just walk home.
No.
Or take a cab. So if an animal, or worse, a person, is abandoned, someone has taken them and left them. They no longer want to take care of them, so it's kind of hard. Sometimes mothers will abandon their babies.
No.
Actually, not just animal mothers, but human mothers, which is really sad. But these little cubs were rescued. So we love to see that there's a happy ending for these little cubs. They were rescued and hand-reared, or raised by hand, by zookeepers. Remember, we talked about what rearing means, to raise an animal. So thankfully, there was a happy ending to these little cubs being left behind.
Indeed. So if you rescue someone, of course, you save them from a difficult situation. And this is a phrase here, to be rescued by somebody. So the zookeepers rescued those animals, those Barbary lion cubs.
Uh-huh.
And usually, if they have a mother, they'll feed from the mother directly. But in this case, there's no mother, so they had to be hand-reared, which means the zookeepers probably had milk in bottles and fed them like they would a baby. And then in an unexpected twist, a domestic dog takes over parental duties and becomes their surrogate mother. Isn't that sweet?
Isn't
a dog.
Cute? I know.
Yeah, an actual dog raising lion cubs. Now I've seen everything.
When you talk about a twist in something, a movie, a book, a story someone's telling, it's an unexpected part of a story. It goes somewhere you didn't expect it to. Sometimes it's an unexpected twist at the end of the movie that's surprising or shocking. I was really shocked to see that a dog, now we call it a domestic dog because it's been raised by people. It hasn't grown up in the wild. It decided, oh, I can take care of these little cubs. If you take over someone's duties, it means you start doing those duties for them. You take responsibility.
Indeed, and I'm certainly hoping that this dog is bigger than a chihuahua or a poodle or something like that. It better be a Great Dane or something big, because those lion cubs are going to grow pretty fast and become pretty huge and ferocious.
Yeah.
So again, that domestic dog, that home dog, is the surrogate mother, a substitute mother, and viewers' emotions are sure to run high witnessing the daily dramas of these tiny critters. So, yes, your emotions are sure to run high. This just means that you're going to be very emotional when you watch this. You're going to feel, oh, isn't that wonderful? They're saving those cute little baby animals. There is hope for humankind after all. And if you witness something, that means you see something that's very difficult to see. You can see some kind of event, for example. Did you witness that accident, for example? Did you see who caused it? Whose fault was that accident? Was it the car driving too fast, or was it the careless scooter rider?
Yeah, you're going to be seeing some daily dramas of these tiny critters. A critter's just a little animal. It's kind of an informal word we use to talk about really cute animals, critters. Typically, I would describe a critter as being a smaller type of animal, but not always. So So it's kind of a fun word if you want to use that. Oh, what a cute little critter. And you're also going to see them progress. Notice here we're using the verb form, so it's progress, not progress.
Right.
Progress or change into adults. And that will always bring joy and a sense of relief. You're relieved because they've managed to survive a babyhood. It's very hard to grow into an adult in some of these natural habitats. So we're happy to see that we've saved some animals from extinction.
Indeed, and they can keep on living and eventually end up in zoos. And here, if you have a sense of relief, that means you're relieved by something. I could say, oh, what a relief. I don't have to give that speech after all. I was so nervous. And hopefully you won't feel that way when you're studying English. We're trying to make you as relaxed as possible. And that brings us to the end of our lesson. Just in case there was something you didn't understand, hopefully our Chinese teacher will address those concerns for you right now. Listen carefully.
在这里呢，我们就来看到第三段的第一句提到 Every hour-long episode of Baby Planet is packed with uplifting and touching moments. 其实每一集的节目呢，都充满着振奋人心以及感人的时刻。在这里我们要注意到这个片语 be packed with 在英文里面呢，它是解释成为充满的或者是富含什么什么的。举个例子来说 This new series is packed with drama and excitement 指的呢就是这部新的连续剧充满了戏剧性跟刺激性。而在这样的节目当中，你可以看到许多令人振奋的以及感人的时刻，英文就叫做 uplifting and touching moments。在这里有提到呢，一只被母亲遗弃的幼狮，而后面的句子提到 ，Then in an unexpected twist, a domestic dog takes over parental duties and becomes their surrogate mother。在这里呢，在令人意想不到的情形跟转折，一只家犬就接管了父母亲的职责。在这里面，接手跟接替，我们就可以用动词片语 take over， 而成为了他们的代理母亲。最后一句，这个句子很长，那么呢，前面的句子跟后面的句子用逗号跟 and 来连接。前面提到观众当你看到 witness 看到这些幼小动物所上演的日常戏码，你的情绪一定会很激动。在这里我们说到 emotions run high， 也就是指情绪很激动。而后面的句子则是提到看到他们长大成年总是会带来一些喜悦以及欣慰的感觉。后面句子的主词是 seeing them progressinto adults， 动词则是 brings joy and a sense of relief.
That is it for today's program. You may turn off your computer now, your radio, or whatever you're listening to, but please turn it back on when we continue to talk about this wonderful subject in our next program. Until then, for English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.